Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Louise Farr. Louise, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Good, thanks. This situation began to unfold yesterday. What happened?
Yesterday at 12 o'clock, on Wednesday evening, I got a positive result for my son. For my son, 1 year old, that he tested positive for coronavirus.
Okay.
And so that was shocking enough and worrying enough.
Yeah.
And so I went about cleaning and letting everyone know that who he'd been in contact with, that they'd be getting contacted by the HSE, as I was asked to do in the text message.
Right.
So Thursday morning, I got a call at 12 o'clock from the HSE to talk to me, and they wanted information on people that I'd been in touch with. So I gave that information.
Right.
And then they told me that I had an hour to pack my essentials for the two children, my one-year-old who has the virus and my three-year-old. And
where were you living yesterday, Louise?
I was living in emergency accommodation in a bed and breakfast in Bray.
Okay.
And I have been for the last year.
Okay, so you kind of settled in that place?
Yeah, it was what we called home. It wasn't ideal, but it was their home. Yeah.
And from your accent, you sound like you're from around Bray, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Bray.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, so you're told leave the guest house within an hour.
Yeah, they gave me an hour. They told me someone was on their way to collect me and the two kids and to just pack up what I needed. And I explained to them, Joe, that I was short on the essentials like baby food, etc.
Yeah, of course.
It was Thursday payday.
Yeah.
So they told me not to worry about that they'd get that. And just pack my stuff and be ready.
Okay, so what happened? They arrived?
They arrived, and like that, they came in with the masks and all. And as a three-year-old, it's very overwhelming anyway.
Of course,
and
yeah.
I was trying to explain to my three-year-old that understood what was going on, that we were just going to go away for a few days and we'd be back. And she was hysterical at these two women coming in and taking the bags that I'd got ready and putting them in the back of a people carrier van.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it took me 35 minutes to settle my three-year-old daughter. She was hysterical. She was distraught at having to leave what she knows as her home. Like,
yeah. And where did they bring you, Louise?
They brought me to a hostel, but
yeah.
Their apartments in city centre.
Okay.
What I can gather, it's used for people on off the streets and homeless shelters who have caught the coronavirus and need to be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's catered for that by an organisation in Dublin that helps.
But have you got an apartment of your own?
Well, in the bed and breakfast, I had a self catered unit.
This
off the back.
Okay, and had you got your separate entrance in Bray?
Yeah, I had my own entrance. I had my own cooking
facility. So why couldn't you stay there and isolate?
Well, that's the question I'm trying to get answered, Joe.
Tell me about the accommodation that you're in now in Dublin City Centre, Louise.
Well, Joe, it's very low standards. I came in yesterday and initially I didn't see anything wrong, but the more I walked around and all, it was extremely untidy. It was dirty. There was ash marks and burn marks on all the delf and the plates. And the curtains are full of cigarette burns and the floors are filthy.
Nice.
It's just totally low standards. And my daughter, as a three-year-old does, was going around and opening the presses and checking the rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a drawer in the kitchen, there was a crack pipe and a dirty toothbrush. And it was just filthy.
A crack pipe?
Yeah, a crack pipe that someone obviously before me had been using. And
what size is the apartment? Have you got two bedrooms, a separate
kitchen?
Well,
it has two bedrooms, yeah. And it has a bathroom and it has a sitting room come kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's a telly on the wall, but the telly doesn't work. I've been asking for a remote control for the kids, obviously, to
And how long have they? How long have they said you'll have to stay there, Louise?
14 days, Joe.
And are they saying to you, stay in the apartment, don't step outside?
Yeah, totally self-isolate and to ring down if I need anything. And like that, I rang down this morning for butter and I got it an hour later. And it's just very frustrating, Joe, because I'd like to be able to get my kids what they need. And when I was in Bray, that was possible because my support networks are there.
Course,
my parents could have dropped stuff up to me and left it on the door as I needed it, you know.
So, and you're not allowed to visit. No one's allowed to visit you, obviously. You're not allowed.
No.
You're not allowed to leave.
No, I'm on the fourth floor with a balcony, which I can't.
Oh, keep away from them.
Yeah, well, I have to keep the kids away. So I'm trying to explain to a three-year-old why she can't go out and play on her scooter on the balcony.
No.
You know, like it's just...
Unless it's a very, it's very, very high protected balcony. Yeah. Well, you can make it
on you. Nothing,
baby. So that's the two, your two children with you there now, Louise.
Yeah.
And it's the one-year-old that was tested
positive. My son, yeah, my one-year-old tested positive for the coronavirus.
And how did he go for a test? What prompted that?
Monday, the weekend, he hadn't been too well, but I put it down to his teething, Joe. So
yeah, of course.
On Monday, when there was no improvement, I gave my doctor a call. And I told her about his symptoms. And on the Tuesday then, Monday evening, I got a text to say he'd be tested 11:15 Tuesday morning, the next morning.
Yeah.
So my father dropped me out to Dublin to get him tested. And then Wednesday evening, I got a text explaining that Levi had tested positive for the coronavirus, sorry, my son, and to self-isolate, restrict my movements, inform anyone we'd been in close contact with about the situation, and just wait to be contacted by the HSC.
Annie, you're worried about your one-year-old. How was your one-year-old today?
He's not good, Joe. Like he woke up this morning. Apart from being unwell, he's out of sorts. He's disorientated from anything he's ever known. There's nothing here to entertain him. Like I bought what I could as in toys wise, but like there's no telly. It's just this square room that they're left in here in the sitting room. That's all they have here.
Yeah.
You know, and like that, I understand my living situation.
Can we what make of television is it?
It's a Nord Mende, but when I asked for a remote control, they're just saying they're like gold dust. But and like that, I know that's not their fault, but it just adds to the frustration of keeping the kids entertained.
Of course, I don't know what shops are if it's as basic as getting a remote control, surely that could be done this afternoon. Have you any little luxuries there, Louise?
Do you know what the one luxury is, Joe? And it's quite funny. The kids are loving the bat. Because homeless accommodation, we've only a shower. Yeah. So they're making the most. My three-year-old has had two baths today already. She's loving the baths.
Yeah, well, you know, if they're not used to baths, be extraordinarily careful.
Yeah, she thinks it's great.
If they're in the bathroom, do not answer the mobile phone and step outside the bathroom. You know that. But anyway,
but
they'd love to bath otherwise with a few toys.
And like that, I worry, Joe, I have two older kids that live in Bray that got tested this morning.
Okay.
So if the worry of that coming back on my parents who are caring for my older children due to my living circumstances.
And if your one-year-old, if his symptoms change, have you got a medic, a doctor that you can ring?
Well, there's a nurse on site that checks in every few hours.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
He comes and checks his temperature, so.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's a positive as well, so that's good to have here, like.
Okay. Well, you're doing your best. Hopefully the 14 days will fly. If you got the name, I don't know. Don't tell me where you are exactly. But are you in the North City Centre or are you near O'Connor Street?
In Southside. I'm in Dublin 8.
Dublin 8. Okay. If there was any electrical shop over that way that had Nord Mende remote controls or even a simple thing like that.
Well, it is just a simple thing, but it's just frustrating, Joe. As why couldn't I? I know I'm not the only one, but why couldn't I isolate him in the comfort of our own home or what we class as our home when we could isolate?
The problem now is, Louise, once you've been moved, and they're highly unlikely to move you back, and within the 14 days. So the situation now is to try and make it as, given that you're going to have to stay there with your two young, gorgeous babies for two weeks, to make it as comfortable as possible for the three of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Louise, who's that now talking to? Who's that talking in the background?
That's Levi. That's my son, my one-year-old in my arms, because he doesn't know whether he wants to be up or down. He's very disorientated.
Hold him close. You look after you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm just worried, Joe. I can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. It's like, no matter what I do, this is just another blow again. You know,
well, as you say, you're cognizant that there's a nurse in the vicinity in the building, so that will help. Okay, look after yourself, Louise, and we keep in touch. Okay, mind yourself. That's Louise. Okay, Helen Mitchell, Contact Tracers. What's the problem? You want to be one. Why can't you be one? Have you not got the qualifications?
Good afternoon. I'm trying to be a contact tracer, and I spent a lot of time yesterday afternoon filling in the form.
Okay.
It's an online form, and you can't see the form in total at the beginning, so you don't know from page to page what information is coming up.
Anyway,
I started off name, address, you know, the usual, and then you fill in all your different educational qualifications and your work experience. And I'm 59 years of age. I've quite a bit of work experience, so it takes time. And then you get to the final page and you're asked to upload a number of documents. One of them is your CV.
Okay.
So, you know, you've just spent an hour filling in every single job that you've done, the dates you start, the dates you finish, what your responsibilities were. All that information is in your CV. So surely it would be easier just to say, upload your CV. And then secondly, I was asked to upload my leaving cert, and I was just so surprised. I did my leaving cert in 1979.
Well, when they say upload your leave, they mean upload your leaving, your leaving, the certificate.
Yeah, a PDF or a scan of your leaving cert.
1979, not sure, where is it?
Well, this is a really good question. So I had to pause my application at that stage and get in touch with the Department of Education online. examinations.ie. They sent me out a form this morning, which I filled in, and I've paid $14.50 to get a copy of my 1979 leaving cert in order to apply to be a contact tracer.
And what time did that arrive at?
Well, it hasn't arrived. It's going to come within the next 2 weeks.
And when does the application form to become a contact tracer have to be in by?
Well, I presume recruitment is ongoing, but I just sat last night and I thought, this is why there's difficulties appointing, interviewing, getting
so on the one hand they said to you, okay, go through it. On the one hand they said to you, Helen, give us a list of all the jobs you've done.
Yeah, you fill in each page, you know, job number one, job number two, job. So all that information is done on the online form. And then at the end of that, they ask you to upload your CV. Well, most people's
But you've CV, just given them your CV.
Yeah. So it's a very, very inefficient way of doing recruitment.
And yeah, how many pages do you reckon?
Well, I probably filled in about, I'd say maybe 12, 13 pages, because you fill in every single job.
And how long is the contract for?
I'm not sure.
Okay, now we know we want qualified people, but they should know clearly what they want. And by the way, when they ask you about your leaving cert, can you just fill it in yourself from memory?
You have to have the leaving cert. And the truth is, I mean, it seems incredible that I can't remember my leaving cert because it dominates your life for so long.
Yeah.
But it says very clearly, if you haven't uploaded these four pieces of information, your photo ID, your utility bill, your leaving cert.
And by the way, is the only way you can apply is online?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know, and scan and all that carry on. But I know what they would say, well, we need computer skills for tracing. Is that what they're saying as well?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's about telephone skills. I mean, obviously, they do need computer skills, but you presumably enter people's names and addresses. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But my difficulty is the sort of what appears to be really the complete inefficiency in the method. Like, I mean, if they had, for example, on the first page, before you attempt this form, you need to have your leaving cert scanned and in your computer and ready to go. But like, you know, I'm sure they're getting applications.
And could you let yours go? Could you send yours off yesterday without the leaving cert?
Oh, no, you can't submit
it. Can you not? Okay.
So that's, you know, I had to save the work I'd done online and then get in touch with examinations.ie, ask for my leave insert, pay €14.
But by the time your leave insert comes, what you say, two weeks?
Exactly. Well, they said it will take up to 2 weeks. So, that's fair enough. But,
Why do you want the job?
Because I'm unemployed and I want to work.
Okay, and you want to do an important job, obviously.
Well, I think I could do it. But I also think that part of recruitment is making it easy for people to apply for jobs.
Especially given the urgency of it.
It just seems incredible.
Do you need Garda vetting?
I presume you probably do, yeah.
But you're going to be working on the phone. You won't be meeting anybody, obviously.
Well, I think you probably do need Garda vetting, but that's the next stage. That would be when you're appointed, and you would be handling people's information. You know, you're handling people's telephone numbers. So, I'm not quibbling about any of that. I'm just saying to work and give people the information they need on the first page, and maybe to make it easy to find where you can apply.
Is it done directly from the HSE recruitment?
No.
Because they're a massive organisation.
No, I looked on hse.ie job recruitment. I couldn't find any information at all about contact tracing. Even if you put contact tracing in the search bar, it doesn't come up.
Okay.
And I rang somebody who works in the HSE, and she rang somebody else and found out that it was a healthcare recruitment agency. And when you go onto their website, there's no information about applying to be a contact tracer.
So how did you find it? God, you're a great tracer. Fair play. they're testing said, you to see can you know, find was, to see can you trace the website.
It's been 3 days.
I should say to you, if you manage to find this website, you're overly qualified for this job. Sorry, Helen. It's not funny by any stretch, and I shouldn't be trying to make it funny, but given the seriousness. But Susan, you say it's an unbelievable process to become a contract tracer.
Yeah, hi Joe, how are you?
What have you gone through?
I applied there a couple of months ago, actually, to express an interest in contact tracing and or any of the jobs, because I'm actually finished work last year, just took a year out to stay at home with the kids. And I effectively applied just to see if I could help, and I was told at the time the database was full, there was enough people on the database, but they would contact me if anything came up.
Right.
So I thought that's fine, and I just didn't really think much more about it. And then about a month ago, I was contacted to say they were looking for contact tracers, and they contacted the people on file, and if I wanted to fill out the application.
Okay.
So I was delighted.
And what surprised you about the application form?
Effectively, just the detail, it's so arduous, as that lady was saying there. Only I had cleared out my mum's, my mum had passed away, so we had done just recently a big clear out of the house, and I just happened to have things like my birth cert, my leaving cert results, all these things to hand, which I wouldn't normally have had. But the process of filling out everything you've done, basically it says you have to fill out everything you've done since you've left college, every job you've had, and if you've taken a career break for any year, if there's any gaps in that, you have to specifically say why there's a gap. So I was going back, so I'm working for the last 30 years, so you're going back trying to, which is included in my CV, as that lady said, but you're literally going back. I took a year's redundancy, 1 year, and you're trying to outline that, and then you have to give proof of address, you have to give passport ID
utility bill.
Your utility bill. You have to also give, photographic ID, you have to call out references. You have to give leave insert results and any college results that you have. So, I happened to have them because we had done a clear out of the house.
Stay there, Susan, because now there's an avalanche of people. Sarah, contact tracing. You've given up looking for the job. Why?
Hi. I've been unemployed since the pandemic started.
Okay.
And I have... over 15 years experience as a software tester.
Okay, you've IT experience. Why have you given up? You say, I've given up. I want to become a contact tracer, but I've given up with the application form at this stage. Why?
So what I did was I Googled contact tracing this morning, and I applied via a recruitment consultant.
Yeah, that's everyone's doing. Yeah.
And then, so I made up my cover letter and my CV, and I rang them, and they said, actually, that job has been put on hold.
Okay.
Then I went into the HSE, Googled HSE, and like that, I have everything that ticks the boxes. As a tester, you have to be able to trace.
What have you not got?
I don't have my leaving certificate. I left school when I was 14.
Okay, you have 20 years IT experience and no leaving cert, and I'm looking at more and more people here saying they're completely baffled, befuddled, and they have given up, a lot of them, on trying to fill out the contact tracer application form because it's so detailed, repetitive, and some of the demands are just almost impossible for people to fill out at this stage. Okay, thanks indeed. Back not on Monday. Monday is a bank holiday, and well done again to all the Liveline team who have been battling day in, day out for the last 9 months, and never missed a day, whether they were the few people were based at home or the other few were based in here. They're absolutely fantastic, and if they deserve a day off, they deserve a month off, I tell you, at this stage. Annette Egan produced, David Gibson on sound, Dan